Welcome aboard, Sally. We are so happy to have you here with us at Interlochen Public Radio.
I am delighted to be here.
Now, we know that you're the managing editor currently of WBEZ before you come on board fully with us at Interlochen Public Radio, but you are a music lover and a bit of a musician yourself. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I would say I am not a music scholar, but I come from a musical family. I studied clarinet throughout grade school into high school. I joked, but it really is true, that my twin sister and I have been working on the Mozart clarinet concerto for, maybe 30 years. And I did request that we not be asked to perform because it's not there yet. I sing, also not in public, but I enjoy it. My father was a jazz musician in a band back in the 40s and 50s, and it's just a big part of my life. I've got this wide range of musical interests from Rufus Wainwright, who I believe is an alumni of Interlochen, to Liszt, Dvorak, John Adams, really runs the gamut. So I'm not sure how you define me musically, but I'm definitely an aficionado. So I couldn't be more happy than to know that my job is going to be working with the music station as well as with the news station.
Now, we know that you are bringing in some changes in the next year between the music and the news station. What can our classical listeners expect to see change in the next year?
Well, the first thing that I want to reassure all of our core listeners is that I'm not going to be coming in making major changes in what is actually a really good foundation at Interlochen with Interlochen Public Radio. I think that it's really critical that we continue to be able to serve the core and that we continue to have a strong music service. I do think there's lots of room to look at cross-collaboration between the news service and the music service. I think that there's lots of creative opportunity to maybe look at generating more original content around music and culture. And I think that there's a huge moment to work more closely with our colleagues at the Center for the Arts in basically availing ourselves of all the resources, the wealth of resources that exist at Interlochen, and really integrating what we do with Interlochen Public Radio more closely. And then the big piece is, and this is really, I think, exciting for all of us, is that we're not going to be Interlochen Public Radio. We are going to be Interlochen Public Media. And what that means is that we're not, reinventing the wheel in terms of the broadcast. We will be looking at ways to push ourselves creatively on the broadcast side, but we're really going to be developing a strong digital strategy so that we're both disseminating the content that we generate for broadcast in broader ways across the world, really, as well as creating new initiatives that might be just, living in the digital space. So it's really a way to maximize the exposure for not just Interlochen Public Media, but for Interlochen Center for the Arts. And, that's not going to happen overnight, but it's an exciting, I think, time. It's a great time, and it's really what attracted me to Interlochen, in addition to, A, my lifelong love for the institution as someone who grew up in Michigan, and B, as someone who appreciates a challenge in public media.
So we're really going to be seeing more classical and arts coverage.
That's what I hope, yes. It's about creating a strategy. So first we create the strategy, and then we look for the way to actually achieve it. And that's a combination of, thinking differently programmatically. It's about looking at what the resources will be needed to actually execute, and then it's about execution. So it's not something that will happen overnight, but it's something that will begin immediately in terms of the planning and the conversations and the strategy.
And so we're looking forward to a lot of new collaborations and maybe a jam session or two.
That'd be fun.
Well, thank you so much, Sally, and we can't wait to see you here. Do not forget to bring your clarinet.
Oh, it's packed. It is packed. I'm wetting the reeds right now.
Perfect. Thank you, Sally.
Thank you. Thank you.